Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Joining me now in studio is the individual who formed that chapter I was telling you about at WashU, Precious Berry, a student at WashU. St. Louis, of course, been home to a branch of the NAACP for more than a century. The organization has had a presence at many university campuses, but it's the first chapter starting this year at WashU. Precious, thank you so much for being with us here on KMOX.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. I am super honored to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You graduated from Riverview Gardens. What are you studying at WashU?
Yes, so I am a recent graduate of class of 2023 at St. Louis, Missouri, at Riverview Gardens High School. I am now at Washington University serving as a sophomore studying in African and African American studies.
So when you got to campus, what was your experience as far as, you know, finding your place at the university, and how did that lead you to try to form an NAACP chapter?
Yeah, so as some might know, I come from a provisionally accredited school district here in St. Louis, Missouri. This community served in the highest community of poverty, the 63136 zip code, Riverview Gardens School District. I wanted to make sure that when I came on campus that I had a sense of belonging. I did a story last school year with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch speaking about overcoming imposter syndrome. And I remember asking myself the question, how do I fit into environments with people that I haven't been accustomed to, specifically coming from a provisionally a black district? And also my senior year of high school, I remember in my college and career readiness class, I had the opportunity to do a project on when we come to our future college, what organization will we join? And I was already a member of the St. Louis County NAACP Youth Branch. And I knew that when I was doing my research on WashU, I necessarily didn't see that there was an NAACP chapter. Knowing that WashU was founded in 1853, I was like, oh my goodness, 1909 NAACP was founded. And I was like, wait, there's no NAACP chapter here at Washington University. I was like, I thought that it would be a great outlet to create something so meaningful and so powerful. So I took that opportunity to do the work, to speak to our president, John Bowman, about the opportunity of bringing something so historical on campus and making sure that there was work that needed to be done so we can be able to continue to foster diversity, equity, and inclusion so students could feel like they have a sense of belonging in this amazing community at WashU.
I'm curious for you, your perspective and your experience trying to navigate the administration of a university as significant as WashU and what that was like trying to push this forward.
Yeah, so pretty much, as we know, as being a founder of an organization, it's a lot of work that goes into being a founder. You have to make sure you get the members. You have to make sure that you do the legislation work. You have to make sure that you reach out to nationals if this is a big organization. And I knew that if we wanted to bring something so historical on campus, there needed to be conversations. There had to be done. So speaking out to Washington University, we were on the road with starting that chapter, and we came into a little bit of some barriers, such as constitutions-wise, such as reaching out to WashU about the NAACP constitution and how could we compromise with the university and also an organization that has been in the works for so long. So we finally came to a resolution of partnering through the Department of African and African American Studies. We are not a WashU recognized organization because us as NAACP, due to legislation and our constitution, we didn't want to change it or make any amendments, if you know how that goes. So we wanted to make sure that we were still on campus and still being able to do the work. So we are now under the Department of African and African American Studies, which we're super great to have that sponsorship, so we can still continue to do the work that needs to be done and to continue to get more advocacy. Also, we are working towards to get a lot of faculty and staff aboard within this organization. As we know, NAACP is always in this community, but we also want to make sure that in our community here at WashU, that we have an inclusive environment that still values all of its missions and goals, and making sure that we have the right people necessary there so we can continue to get the work done that needs to be done.
Now, I'm sure someone listening to this may not quite understand what the challenges were there. I'm assuming it was the NAACP chapter wanted to make sure that you were able to operate according to what the national structure is for the organization.
Yeah, so pretty much a little bit going into the challenges was necessarily that when we first got on campus, we went through the whole process of starting an organization. And we came through the barrier was that WashU, specifically the student union, they have their own sets and guidelines that we have to just follow. And NAACP, they have their own rules and that we have to follow too. And I had to figure out a way of how can we still come together. So a lot of those conversations that sparks a lot of back and forth emails, Washington University faculty, they were really supportive in the process. But then at the same time, you have to just follow rules. That's just the overall goal. So us as NAACP, we didn't want to change who we are as an organization. So we had to go what was best for us. And what was best for us was still keeping our constitution where it's at, to following our same mission and goals while still being in a WashU environment. And that also took with partnering with the African and African American Studies Department.
Does that change how you advocate or how you work for change?
Necessarily, it does not change how we advocate, because we are still under the St. Louis County NAACP. We are not under Washington University, since we're not WashU recognized. So we still have our own leeway to do what's best in our chapter, and also still following our missions and goals with the NAACP, still under Washington University. So we're like an external group. An external group specifically, we just do everything through a department. So that is just what we do. We just do everything through our department, which we are sponsored by the AFAS department. But we still get to still do the same things as other organizations on campus, such as tables, such as plan events, have general body meetings, you name it. So, yes.
I'm curious if you see issues on campus that you feel already need to be addressed by this chapter.
Yes. So specifically, I would say the biggest issue was when I first came on campus is making sure that we are creating safe environments for people of color, and also making sure that we are creating organizations that values people of color, that is continuing to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. As we know, we are a multicultural organization on campus that values all different backgrounds and perspectives. So it's imperative for us to continue to create that inclusive environment and still be productive overall. So I'm just super grateful that we have the opportunity to collab with other organizations on campus, such as the Association of Black Students, such as having future partnerships with the Black Law Association, and many more, just making sure that we're continue to do our work on campus and continue to promote civic engagement. As being a St. Louis native myself at WashU, I don't see a lot of St. Louisans there. And at the same time, we have a lot of students at WashU that is not from St. Louis. So we asked the question, how can we have more people who still reside in St. Louis as a WashU student involved in the civic process, involved in making sure that they're getting out to the polls? If they are a registered voter here since they changed their address, how can they be able to get out and still do the work that is necessary? So being at an institution that has been historically founded since 1853, as we knew how this university started and surrounding universities and the University of St. Louis started, how can we continue to make sure that we are bringing change to the forefront and making sure that we are bringing our amazing students all around WashU? So, yes.
Precious, I'm curious for you what it means for you now to think that you are part of the history of the NAACP,
yes,
both nationally and in St. Louis.
Yeah. It's an overwhelming feeling, but I could not have done this work without my amazing leadership team. We also have Braylon Duckett. He's the secretary. We have Myla McGee. She's the vice president. And we also have Ava Soschfeier, who is the treasurer. They have been in the process. They were the ones that I spoke to in the beginning when I wanted to get everything started. And like I always remind my leadership team, if we are the first, we do not want to be the last. We want to continue to make sure that we have more people that are going to be continuing to do the same work once we leave and graduate here at Washington University, and making sure that we're continuing to create a positive environment for all and continuing to create civic engagement.
Precious, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Wish you the best. That is Precious Berry. She is a Washington University student and founder of the WashU NAACP chapter.